Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Matthew 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Hallelujah. Now, this scripture is from a whole teaching that Jesus Christ gave concerning the end time. If you study the scripture in all its context, you will notice that there is only one sign that Jesus Christ gave as something that indicates the end of the age. Hallelujah. You know, if you look at this context I'm talking about, the disciples asked Jesus Christ three questions. When Jesus Christ was at Jerusalem, specifically at the temple, after speaking, he came out, and the disciples asked him that, look at such beautiful stones that the temple was made of. And Jesus Christ said that there shan't be one stone left upon the other. That was when they asked their question, when shall these things be? When will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Three questions. But I want you to know that they asked Jesus for one sign. Can we all say one sign? It was a question asking for a sign, not signs, with an S. If you read the scripture in the three Gospels, Matthew, which we just read, and Mark and Luke, each one of them, and you check it out in the Greek, it is asking for a sign of the end. And then Jesus Christ gave them what we all call the signs, plural, of the end time. Nations shall rise against nations, kingdom shall rise against kingdom, there will be pandemics or pestilence, there will be famines, and then people will betray one another, false prophets will come, and things like that. But I want you to understand that all these things, you can call them signs of the coming of Jesus, or if you like, the end of the age. But there is only one sign that after Jesus Christ spoke about it, he said, and then the end will come. When he spoke about all of the famines and all that, nations rising against nations, he said clearly that the end is not yet. Luke says that people will even come and say that I am the Christ and the coming is near. Jesus said that if you hear people saying things like that, don't go with them. Don't go after them. Don't follow them, because the end is not yet. And then he went on to say all the signs. And when he reached verse 14 and he mentioned the re-preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, he said, and then the end will come. So the surest, the closest sign that Jesus is coming, or of the end of the church age, is the re-preaching of the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Now, the gospel of the kingdom is supposed to be preached to all nations. I believe that Jesus was not just talking about geographical nations. Jesus Christ more so wants us to see nations as are described in the Bible. Hallelujah. It is important for us to understand that, you know, because in the Bible, there are three nations. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 32. Turn over there. The Bible says that we should not give any offense to any man, either to the Jews, underline Jews, or to the Greeks, underline Greeks, or to the Church of God, underline Church of God. And then the next verse says that even as I please all men in all things. So, the three categories of people that the Holy Ghost talked about through the Apostle Paul, they are Jews, they are Greeks or Gentiles, and they are the Church of God. As far as the Holy Ghost is concerned, this encompasses all men. Hallelujah. Because Paul says that you, Corinth church, do it to these three categories of people, even as I please all men. It means that if you look at all men on the face of the earth, before God, he divides us into three nations. The first is the Jewish nation, the second is the Gentile nations, and then Church of God. Hallelujah. So when Jesus said the gospel of the kingdom is going to be repreached to all nations as a witness to all nations, not a witness against them. It's a witness, it's an evidence to them, so that they as nations, the Jewish nation, Gentile nation, the church as a nation, will have an evidence of the kingdom of God. They can say, this is God's rule. Everybody will taste it. All nation groups are going to taste it. Hallelujah. Good. So, we are learning now that the nations is not just geographical nations. You know, it is more so speaking about three nations that are recognized before the throne of God. Jews, non-Jews, and then the Church of God. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 says that, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. The church universal is called a nation. Hallelujah. That means that the gospel of the kingdom is going to be re-preached to Jews, to Gentiles, that encompasses all the artificial nations that we have plenty in Africa, you know, with the boundaries and all that done by men. Now, before God, he recognizes these nations, but in the scriptures, there are three nations that the gospel of the kingdom should be preached to. Hallelujah. Now, it means that the gospel of the kingdom should be re-preached in this end time to Jews, to Gentiles, and to the church. Why should it be preached to the church? Because some people have the understanding that, well, as for the kingdom of God, it has nothing to do with the church. When we talk about the kingdom of God, we are talking about unbelievers. But Jesus said the gospel of the kingdom was going to be re-preached to all ethnos. Ethnos is the Greek word that is translated nation in Matthew 24 verse 14. And then in 1 Peter 2, 9 that we read, that we are a holy ethnos. So we qualify for the gospel of the kingdom to be preached to us. Why? It is because the church has not known the gospel of the kingdom. The church of believers have known the gospel of salvation. They know how to be born again, but they haven't understood the kingdom arrangement of God. Why does the church have to understand the kingdom arrangement or the kingdom system or the kingdom of God? For three reasons. Number one reason is because the church must prepare people, the Jews and the Gentiles to receive the King of Kings, whom we believe is about to enter the earth in his rapture. Hallelujah. But he is not coming as a savior again, so to speak. He is coming as a king. He is coming as a royal. Hallelujah. That means that the church must be exposed to the royalty, the rule, and the realm of God in preparation for the coming of the King of Kings. Because every king, when he's going somewhere, some people have to go ahead and prepare the people he's going to meet. Even when the present democratic people, like our president, is going somewhere, he doesn't just go. People go ahead and people spread the word, so to speak, that the king is coming. This is how you have to handle your protocol. Who are the people? Where are going to meet him? Where is he going to sleep? And things like that. People are prepared in how to receive the president or the authority figure. So, the church of the Lord needs to be exposed to the gospel of the kingdom so that we are ready. Because when we are ready, then we can get the world ready. Hallelujah. The number two reason why the gospel of the kingdom must be exposed to the church is because the church is the instrument through whom God is going to use to bring about his kingdom. When he said that, I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The next verse said, and I will give to you the keys of the kingdom. In other words, I will give you the ability to control the kingdom of God, coming on earth or not coming on earth. It depends on us to say, Maranatha, our Lord come. How can he come when we are not ready? The bride must get herself ready as a queen, a befitting queen, to receive the King of Kings in his coming in the rapture. Hallelujah. This is why for 40 days after his resurrection, our Lord Jesus got all those who believed in him, who have sacrificed everything. He got them together, and for 40 days, he was teaching no other thing than the kingdom of God. To people like Peter, to apostles who had worked signs and wonders, who had been used by God in very powerful ways, Jesus catches them. And then he teaches them for 40 days on only one subject, things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Because the church as a bride must be ready. The church as a nation must be exposed to the kingdom arrangement of God. The kingdom of arrangement of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because we are the instrument. Through us, God is going to bring his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Matthew chapter 16. Hallelujah. Good. Let me pause the ministry of the kingdom system to the church and teach you about the kingdom ministry to the Jewish nation. Okay? And then, of course, to nations of the earth, to non-Jews. Look at the same book of Matthew chapter 23 this time. And then verse 37. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is standing for who? The Jewish nation. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. The one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Jesus is lamenting about Jerusalem, about the Jewish nation as a group. We have spoken about the re-preaching of the kingdom of God to the church as a nation, as a group. We are looking at the same re-preaching of the kingdom to the Jewish nation. Jesus says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem." And he talks about the problem of Jerusalem. Two problems. He says, "Are you people, the thing with you as a nation of Jewish people is that when God sent you prophets, you kill them. And then what else? You are scattered. You people, you are not together. That's the issue. Nobody is binding you. You don't see yourself as one, so to speak. But the gospel of the kingdom is the only gospel that brings us together. Only King Jesus can bring every different group of people together. Only King Jesus and the gospel of the kingdom and the kingdom system can reconcile one local church to the other local church. There is no other way the church can be united. The church, I'm talking about local assemblies, can come together if we project one another. If we project our denominational biases. The only way the church of the Lord can come together is when we project our Jesus. When we project the kingdom arrangement. That is why when we get to heaven, there will be no prevailing world chapel. There will be no Pentecost church. There will be no Catholic church. There will be no Methodist church. The kingdom system brings us together under one king called Jesus. As long as we are educated about the system and we go to embrace it, then we are on our way to the kind of kingdom unity that Jesus prayed that should happen to the church.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. So the problems of Jerusalem, Jesus looked at it and he said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, your problem is that from the beginning you kill all the prophets and you are not together." He says, "How often I wanted to solve this problem for you." How was he going to solve it? He was going to solve it by bringing to them the gospel of the kingdom. If the Jewish people were willing and they had accepted the gospel of the kingdom, the killing of the prophets, that problem, and the fact that all their energies are scattered would have been solved. He says, "Because you were not willing, as much as I tried." Can you imagine it? When Jesus was on earth, he says, "I made effort to present unto you the kingdom of God so that I can gather you people, so that I can unite you people, so that that propensity you have historically to destroy prophets and messengers of God would have been ended, that you will not." And so he said, "Because of this, because as a group, as a nation of Jewish people, you refuse the kingdom of God. Look, this is your beautiful temple, which you see in Jerusalem. All of it will be torn down." Because it was after, he said, "Oh, Jerusalem," and lamented that there will be no stone left on top of the other. You know, when he said that, this is the reason. The reason is that you refuse me. I was willing. Often I have been in my earthly ministry ministering to you the gospel of the kingdom, but you will not. And so a time is coming. It happened in AD 70 when Titus entered Jerusalem with the troops and broke down everything. Not one stone was left on top of the other. This was the basis on which the apostles came to Jesus and said, tell us when this shall be. When it shall be that the stones, the temple will be torn down. One of the seven wonders of the ancient world will be destroyed. And Jesus Christ answered by giving them what we call signs of his coming. The signs that when he spoke about them, he said, the end is not yet. The signs that when he spoke about it, he said, don't be troubled. When you hear famines and pestilence, see that you are not troubled. See that you are not troubled. Because the end is not yet. And then in verse 14 in our text, he said, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all ethnos. And then the end will come. Hallelujah. Now, if you have your own Bible, I want you to underline the word this. This means what? When I'm speaking to you, and then I say, this book of the law, it means that the book of the law, you are holding it, or it's close. At least it is by us. That is why I said, this book of the law. If it were far away, the Bible or the book of the law was somewhere in the Destiny Hall, I won't say this book of the law. I'll say that book. But when it's closed, either you're holding it or it is a subject that we are discussing, then I can say this book of the law. When Jesus Christ said this gospel of the kingdom, what did he mean? It means that he had been speaking some things that is a part of the gospel of the kingdom. That is why he can say, this gospel of the kingdom. That is why I made us to read Matthew 23, verse 37 downwards. Because that was when he gave us a feature of the gospel of the kingdom. To Jewish people, when he said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I want to minister to you. How was he going to minister? Minister the kingdom of God to the Jewish people as a nation. And they refused it. And they asked him, when shall these things be? And what is the sign, singular, of the end? He said, this gospel of the kingdom is going to be preached. This gospel that Jerusalem has refused. That the Jewish nation as a group has refused. There were individual Jews who were born again. Peter and James, they were all pure Jews. They hadn't eaten anything common. But he said that they had refused it. Why? Because as a group, the majority refused it. When we talk about the gospel of the kingdom being re-preached to nations, recognized in the Bible as Jews, Gentiles, and the church of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about getting the royalty, the rule, and the realm of God to Jewish people, depending on what their problem is now. Let's talk about the gospel of the kingdom to Gentiles. I'll say some things because I've just got 2 minutes. I want you to know that the gospel of the kingdom is for the repair of nations. The gospel of the kingdom is for nation groups to be repaired. If you take Gentiles, you can split them into two nicely. You can split them. In fact, the Bible does split them. In the Bible, Gentiles, God uses dark-skinned people to represent all Gentiles. So when he wanted to bring the gospel to Gentiles, you know what happened in Acts chapter 8, an Ethiopian eunuch came along. A dark-skinned man who understood the gospel from Isaiah 53, the cross of Jesus, and he was happy and he went away. And then 2 chapters later, in Acts chapter 10, we see a Roman, an Italian, somebody of the Italian band, receiving salvation. Hallelujah. So you can split the non-Jews as a nation, Gentiles, into dark skin and light skin. Other problems are dark skin people as a group. You see that historically it runs through. Just as historically killing prophets runs through the history of Israel. Read the Old Testament. You will see it. Anybody who can't speak in, that says the Lord, they use their tradition to kill the person. They maltreat the person. They castigate the person. So that is your problem. You are so fixed in your ways that when I come preaching the gospel, you say, why did you go to school? Who gave you this authority? Hallelujah. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is just the introduction to the subject of the future of kingdom prayer, where as a church we are identifying the problems of white people, the problems of dark-skinned people, the problems of Jewish people, the problems of the church of God, and we are re-preaching and praying for the kingdom of God to come, the royalty, the rule, and the realm of God to come among all nations, that they will witness. The church of the living God will witness the kingdom system. Jews in this end time, they are going to embrace the kingdom of God again. They refused it at first for the Gentiles, the time of the Gentiles to come, for God to minister to Gentiles. But he will turn back to the Jewish people and all Israel shall be saved. Ladies and gentlemen, in these times we are in, God is repairing nations. God is repairing ethnos, people groups. He is reshaping their purpose, reshaping their image, reshaping a certain wrong idea that the world has about them. Hallelujah. And the church of God, if we do not understand the kingdom arrangement, how can we even minister the gospel of the kingdom to Jews, to Gentiles? How can we? That is why Jesus said, as I end, that when you see all these signs, they are the beginning of sorrows. They are the beginning of bad times, where you have to pray and labor and travail for what? That is what I'll teach you next time. To teach you that we need to travail as the earth is travailing by earthquakes, and by pestilences, and by pandemics, the beginning of bedpans for us to labor and birth the kingdom sons of God who are going to come into the world. They were there, but they were hidden. They need to be manifest. When they are manifest, then the problems of creation will be solved, and everybody will say peace and safety by the ministry of these princes from Egypt, royal people who understand the kingdom system. After their ministry, there will be peace and safety. And then the Bible says, and when there is peace and safety, then sudden destruction will hit the world like a thief comes in the night. That is the rapture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, chapter 5. God bless us. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.